Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What sustains a woman through four decades of top-level leadership in educational administration? Dr. Rebecca Sanchez-Ovitt recently retired as the elementary principal of Hawaii Baptist Academy after 41 years. She's conducted support groups for the divorced, widowed, and separated for 32 years. Hey, talking about support, well, we're here today by God's grace to bring reinforcement, to bring encouragement, to bring support to you, dear friend. And the support that Dr. Ovitt has received through Jesus Christ, through the years of her growing relationship with Jesus, and we're here, and that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know what it means to be supported by the Lord Jesus himself. Christ Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear friend, the living Christ, who has touched Dr. Ovitt, Suzanne, myself, wants to touch your heart. I believe he will, through the power of his Spirit. Dr. Rebecca Sanchez-Ovitt earned her Doctor of Ministry from Hawaii Theological Seminary, Master's degrees in Administration and Policy Analysis from the University of Hawaii and Stanford University, and specialized training in school administration at Columbia University. She received her Bachelor of Science in Education from the Philippine Normal University. She has two children, Christopher and Rochelle, and one grandson, Benjamin Emmanuel Broden. Dr. Ovitt, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Philippines, in a town, Mandaluyong, Rizal, in the Philippines. And I grew up there. I was born there. I studied there. And then I came to the United States as an East-West Center grantee in 1969. Then, before I graduated, I was hired as elementary principal of Hawaii Baptist Academy, even though I did not apply. I was very surprised. It's the biggest surprise in my life because I was a foreign student. And Colonel Sagert, the president at the time, like my credentials. And so I accepted the offer on the condition that I will only work for 1 year. And that 1 year became 41 years. 41 years. I like it so much. So I stayed.
Well, I want to come back to hearing how that story developed. Who influenced you most, Dr. Ovitt, in your growing up years?
My parents. My parents were Christians. We were Catholics. And I grew up learning the Catholic way. But when I was 13 years old, there was a small Baptist church in the community. It was built by Baptist missionaries from the United States. And I wanted to learn English, so I went to church to learn English. But lo and behold, I was fascinated by the Bible stories. So I kept on going. And finally, one Sunday, Mrs. Schott, our teacher, said, "You've got to know Jesus and put Jesus in your heart." And I did not understand that. He said, you must be born again. I did not understand what she was trying to do.
How old were you at that time?
I was 13.
13.
So I continued attending, and then finally one day the topic was Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I asked her, what do you mean by these things? And she said, anything that is beautiful, anything that is acceptable to God, anything that will not harm people, anything that will elevate God. Oh, really? I said, you mean good grades, good friends, good health, you know? He said, yes. If you believe in that, then he can come into your heart. But first, you have to tell him about your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Then ask him to come into your heart. So when the invitation was called during the service, I went forward. And I told Jesus about my sins. I asked him to forgive me. I asked him to wash me. And that day, I became a Christian. You know? But when I went home, I was so happy. I told my parents, I said, I am now a Christian. And my mother said, oh, you know, they did not believe me. Nobody attended my baptism that night. But after about 3 months, my mother said to me, you know, I noticed something different from you. You are not sassy anymore. You know, you have changed. You do your chores. You listen to me. You do your homework. You're a different girl. You know, Danny, that was the time I realized I have really changed. I knew there was a change in my heart. I knew it was real. I knew it was true. And from then on, I was different. I was different. I can feel in my heart. I was happier. Even though I was alone, I was happier. And then I became more interested in studying, choosing my good friends, going to people that can give me good advice, you know. I was more obedient. I was a nicer teenager, let me put it that way. Not perfect, but kind of obedient to my parents.
When did you develop a desire to go into education?
Oh, I have always wanted, because my father was an assistant state superintendent, and my mother was a first grade teacher. I am the youngest of 12 children. Two children died, you know. And so, you know, I saw in them the desire to reach out to students. And my brother is a dean of a college. My sister was a professor at the university. I am a principal of a school. So we are educators, you know. We really love teaching.
And Danny, are you hearing that her mother was a teacher who had given birth to 12 children?
Yes.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. No, I must correct myself. That there are 10 children live and 2 miscarriages.
Yeah, but still, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's remarkable. That's,
and I'm the youngest. So 8 living, 4 pass away.
So you came to Hawaii.
Yes.
The East West Center.
Yes.
You had received a grant.
Yes, I received the grant for my master's degree. So I finished my master's degree at the University of Hawaii. Then I finished another master's degree at Stanford University. And then also specialized training at Columbia University. Mm-hmm. I was finishing my doctorate at Stanford University when my husband then wanted divorce. That's why I did not finish my doctorate at Stanford.
So you're, I want to talk about your relationship with HBA.
Yes.
But also, I know we need to, when you talk about your husband divorce, and what a critical time.
Yes.
So you were finishing your doctorate there at Stanford.
Yes.
How did things begin to unravel in your marriage?
Well, because I wanted to finish my education, and I got a scholarship at Stanford. I got scholarship at Columbia. I got scholarship at, you know, at Harvard University. I have 12 scholarships offered to me of different universities, and I chose Stanford because I do not like cold climate. Because when I was at Columbia, I got sick because of the winter season. So at that time, it was very hard because we had two children, small children. The youngest was about almost 2 years old, and the oldest is about almost 4. So I did not do my best, let me tell you. I had a hard time concentrating at Stanford University for my PhD. Then finally, I received a call from my husband then, said, I want a divorce. So I chose to come home and not finish the degree, to be with my children. So that was really a turning point of my life.
So when did HBA come into play in your work there?
HBA, remember I was already a principal. HBA got me back because I was on sabbatical. And so I started working back at Hawaii Baptist Academy as principal. And then when I told my boss, Colonel Sagert, I said, you know, Colonel, I said, I am now divorced. That is after my divorce. If you will ask me to leave, because I am a Christian and I am the principal, you know, you may not like that. I said, I'm ready. If you will kick me out, I understand. Because I will not be a role model for the parents. And you know what? You know what Colonel Sagert said? He stood up and he hugged me, Danny. He hugged me and he said, stop saying that. He said, I love you. You are a great principal. I am not labeling you as a divorced person. That's your personal responsibility to take care of it. But remember this, Jesus loves you. And I want you to give your best to the school, to yourself, and to your children. And you know, Danny, I cried in front of Colonel Sagert. And to tell you the truth, he said, I just went to the board and asked for an increase in salary for you.
How
because
beautiful.
I believe in you. So I just want you to know. So continue to be my principal. Give it your best. Serve Jesus as principal. You know, Danny, that was, I cried and cried in front of Colonel Sagert. Just want you to know that. It's one of the most beautiful experiences I have with my boss. And he passed away about 7 or 8 years ago in Texas. I love that man. I respect him so much. You know, and
you're listening to Dr. Ruby Rebecca Sanchez Ovitt, and it's hard. We don't hear that enough. The kind of love, even in a professional environment, where the love of Jesus Christ is manifest in that powerful way. Well, Dr. Ovitt has received numerous awards for being an outstanding educator and community leader. When we come back, we'll hear more from her. You see, the tenderness, you feel the tenderness of her heart. Her heart has continued for over 3 decades to serve and minister to those who have been divorced, separated, and widowed as she's continued her amazing career at Hawaii Baptist Academy for 41 years. When we come back, more from Dr. Ovitt. You know, Dr. Ovitt, she's written books, My Journey of Healing from Cancer, which she released nationally. It was a bestseller in Hawaii in 2007. And Reaching Out to the Brokenhearted. She released that nationally in 2016. We'll talk about those books. They are so much a part of who she is and who she's become, and the extension of the love of Jesus Christ through Dr. Ovitt. And it's extended to you today, my friend. Yes, to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
She was the beloved principal at Hawaii Baptist Academy for 41 years in the elementary school. I'm speaking of none other than Dr. Rebecca Sanchez Ovid. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show today. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maher, my co-host. Thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe even caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get a hold of Dr. Ovid's books, My Journey of Healing from Cancer, and Reaching Out to the Brokenhearted at amazon.com. Dr. Ovid, what are some of the things you attribute to your long-term success as an educational administrator?
I guess first of all is Jesus. When I became a Christian in the Philippines, you know, at age 13, who would ever believe that I'll be a principal of a Baptist school in Hawaii years later? So I believe that God had a plan for me. It was so evident because I was not rich. I did not have the money. My parents were not rich. But I got scholarships, full scholarships, even at Stanford, even at Columbia. All the schools I went, they paid for my tuition. You know, I must say to you, maybe I only spent about $200 or less. Mm. So to me, those are blessings that God gave me. That's why when I became principal at Hawaii Baptist Academy, even though I did not apply, somehow God is telling me, this is your place. Share me with the children. Share me with the parents. Share me with your teachers. Share me with your children, your own children. And I will guide you and direct you and help you. And you know, Danny, I believe in that even now. When I retired, I said, Lord, what do I do next? He said, continue your support group. Continue teaching at BIH. Continue working with churches. Continue doing support groups. You know? So, Danny, my life is full because of Jesus. You know?
When did you choose to start support groups for those who are divorced, widowed, and separated?
That was really interesting. You know, after my divorce, I said to myself, Lord, please use me. I need you to use my experiences, whatever it is, I said, Jesus. And then I said, who would like, you know, to listen about divorce? This is a painful topic. But Lord, I said, you know, if you use me, show me three ways. Give me three signs that you will use me. Well, lo and behold, I was working in my office at about 5 o'clock. The school is closed. There was a phone call, and I answered. And this lady said, are you Mrs. Ovid? I said, yes. I understand you are divorced. Yes. Do you happen to know a support group where I can attend? Well, Danny, I said, I'm sorry, I don't know any support group. Oh, maybe I thought maybe you know because you are a principal and you have more experiences in groups, support groups. I said, no, I'm sorry. One. A week later, I was eating at 1 o'clock because I always ate at 1 o'clock because that's the time, because before one, parents call me, you know, during their lunchtime and ask questions about their children. Well, anyway, at one, the nurse at the high school called Elaine Arita, and she said, Ruby, I have a parent here who is crying. Her husband just left her and wants divorce. Do you happen to know a support group? Oh, Elaine, I don't know any support group. Two, Danny, that's the second call. I said, oh, this is just a fluke. Maybe there's no more. Well, anyway, the following week, I was invited to a political rally by a Christian, you know, representative. So I attended. And I attended at this Chinese restaurant, the Hihing restaurant downtown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got my food. There were so many people. I was looking for a place to sit down. And this lady was sitting, you know, the piano bench, the bench that you mm-hmm. used to play the piano. Oh, he said, lady, come here. We sit back to back. You sit, I will scoot over and you sit on my back. So we sit down. So I sat down. So when I began eating, she was crying. And I turned my head. I said, oh, I'm sorry. You're not feeling well. I said, no. He said, you know, why are you crying? He said, my husband just left me. So I was looking for something that may be a support group to help me. Danny, I had goosebumps, and I told myself, Lord, this is the answer. You gave me three answers. So what do I do now? Then BIH said they need somebody to teach. So I called BIH and I said, can I do support group? Of course you can do support group to help the divorced widow then separate it. So that is how it started in 1986. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it for the last almost 32 years now.
Why did you choose the name One Day at a Time?
Well, because it says in Matthew 6:33, you know, the problem of the day is enough, you know. That is based on Matthew 6:33. I saw that one day at a time, there's problems. But more than a day, just focus on that day. And the next day will come, another blessing. The next day will come, and God will be there. The next day will come. You know? So one day at a time. One at a day.
Dr. Ovid, somebody today listening may be experiencing separation, may have gotten word. It's like a surreal moment. They're beginning to realize what's actually happening in life.
Yeah.
And what would you say to someone whose heart is broken and shocked at this moment?
The thing that I always say to them is that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. because he even said, bless us, bless are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And I really, truly believe that, you know. In Psalm 34:18, he said that, you know, mm-hmm. I will bless you, all you who are broken, all you who are hopeless, all of you who are, you know, are having pain. I am with you. Do not be afraid. Have courage. You know, take me as your refuge. Take me as your God, and I will lead you. I will strengthen you. I will comfort you. I will bless you. You know? And this blessing is not material things. It's the way of how you will feel at peace in spite of your brokenness. You know, there is joy. So in my support group, I explained to them the difference of happiness and joy. I said, happiness, I said, is based on events. Like, it's your birthday, you're happy, you're promoted, you're happy, it's your anniversary, you're happy, you got an increase, you're happy, you know, you have a good test result, you're happy. But I said, joy is beyond happiness. Joy is based on soul. Even though your soul is in pain, if you are held by God, you're joyful. Because that joy is supported by the love of Jesus Christ. And when you are joyful, you can handle anything because your comfort comes from Jesus. Your strength comes from Jesus. Your love for yourself and your love for others come from Jesus. And so you have joy in spite of the things going on around you is not doing well. You can move on because joy is giving you the strength to move on, and that joy comes from God, knowing Jesus, believing in Him, loving Him, holding His hand, you know? And so, Danny, I have worked with over thousands, I would say to you, hundreds of people. And when I say that, they begin to understand. I said, the main thing is you have to be patient because God's delays are not denials, you know? God is here. God is holding you. And also in adversity, that is the time you get to know who you are, your weaknesses, your strength, and also your need for somebody who is higher than you. And that higher being is Jesus, mm-hmm. you know, no one else. And during adversity, you become humble. You realize you're a human being. You are made of flesh and blood, you know. You realize that you have mistakes. You realize that you are not perfect. There's only one perfect person, that is Jesus. And I tell my friends in the support group, if you believe in Him 100%, He will carry you through. And I told them, I have been doing support group for 31 plus years. I have never seen one member who is hungry or who is very unhappy because they believe in Christ. I have not yet seen that. After several months or years that I have not seen them, later on I see them and they tell me, Ruby, what you said is really true. God has a plan for me. Look at me now. I was promoted. Look at me now. I am remarried. Look at me now. I raised my two children. Look at me now. I have a new job. Look at me now. I have finished my career. So, you know, so I just want you to know, Danny, that through it all, it's only Christ. The theme of my support group is Christ. The Bible is Christ. The Bible, the words of Jesus, is the healing for the people who are brokenhearted.
Dr. Ovid continues as adjunct faculty at the Bible Institute of Hawaii. And again, you've heard for the past 32 years. And what an amazing outreach it has been. She'll share more about that. In fact, she wrote the book, Reaching Out to the Brokenhearted. We'll hear how a support group can be a form of touching people with the good news. Good news, the hope-filled message of Jesus Christ. As we go to break, dear friend, That's why we're here today, is to be bearers of the good news that there is hope in Jesus. In the midst of pains, in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of those times when we even feel doubtful because our lives have gone out of control. Well, Dr. Ovid will be back to share more. She's also written a book about surviving cancer. You'll hear about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
How is a support group a form of outreach? Well, that's a question to ask today, and we'll ask that to Dr. Ovid today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer. You can find out more about our program and get this program is a free gift at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This and other resources available for you. My journey of healing from cancer and reaching out to the brokenhearted are both available at Amazon.com. Dr. Rebecca Sanchez Ovid. Dr. Ovid, how is a support group a form of outreach?
You know, Danny, that's a very good question. There are many support groups. We have diabetes support group. We have, Gamblers Anonymous support group. There are support group for those who have heart attacks. There are support group for those who are parents, parenting parents. Mine is a support group only for the divorced, widowed, and separated. Because, Danny, according to studies, the most painful loss is the loss of a loved one through death. And after that, the loss of a loved one through divorce or separation, because it's the death of a relationship. When that relationship dies, the person loses sometimes his own mind, his way of thinking, The body is affected. They cannot eat. They cannot sleep. They cannot think. You know, they're emotionally, you know, crippled. They become cripples. And so even the children, when I was principal, when their parents divorced, I can see the children all of a sudden, A students become failing students. Mm-hmm. I've seen children who are very nice children. They began hitting other students. You know, they're expressing their ways, their emotions in negative ways, you know. And so I understand that. So when a mother or a father, you know, loses a loved one, they are in a sea that nobody is there except the ocean, and they're swimming. They're reaching out someone to pull them out of the water. And I tell myself, I had been there, Danny. I experienced it myself. When my father died, 10 months later, my mother died. 1 month later, I had the divorce. So I have 3 deaths in 1 year, Danny. So I knew the meaning of pain. At that time, I was so distraught. I was depressed. You know, I had no joy. I had no desire to live anymore. But my children, they were only 2 and 4 years old. So I told myself, Lord, that was the time, Danny, when I knelt down and I asked God, Lord, if there's still meaning in my life, please, I said, hold me, touch me, embrace me, heal me, and then help me to take care of my 2 beautiful children, and also help me to do my job. And then, because of that experience, I'm sure these people who are divorced, widowed, and separated feel the same way as I did. So I said to myself, I need to help them. I need to reach out to them. And thank God, BIH gave me the opportunity, you know?
So, have we explained what BIH is, Danny?
Dr. Ovid, please.
BIH is a Bible Institute of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. It was established in 1973 by Don Barron. And the purpose of the BIH is to teach the Bible to the people of Hawaii with the help of Christian teachers and also with the help of Christian churches, because all the classes are done in different Christian churches in Honolulu, Hawaii. You know, my support group, I do it at my own church, University Avenue Baptist Church, on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. in the evening. There are different classes, different professors, different, you know, kind of studies. And so for the last 43 years, BIH is reaching out to the people of Hawaii to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And one way is for me to use the words of Christ to bring healing, emotional healing, to these people who lost loved ones through death, divorce, or separation.
You can find out about the Bible Institute of Hawaii at BibleHawaii.org.
Yes.
Again, that's BibleHawaii.org. You can sign up and find out more about Dr. Ovid, sign up for her support group. You can sign up for other classes. There's many excellent teachers with excellent training that they have received and they are now passing on. You can find out more at BibleHawaii.org. Dr. Ovid, in your book, My Journey of Healing from Cancer,
yes,
you write, how I learned that there are times when things happen beyond my control,
yes,
but only He can give me hope. What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting that you asked that question, because when I was interviewed by Hale Akamini over the radio, he asked me the question almost similar, and he said, Dr. Ovid, you underwent divorce and you underwent cancer. Which, between the two, which is better? It's a very difficult question. I know that, but then I said, you know what? I would rather have divorce. Because in cancer, I said, my enemy are little cells that I do not know. They're invading any part of my body. And I cannot take care of that part of the body that they're invading, it might go to my brain, it might go to anywhere. They will spread. And I do not know. Only doctors know. But in divorce, I said, I can see the person that I have divorced, and I can pray for that person too. And I can make a choice to befriend that person or to hate that person. You know?
So you have choice.
I have a choice.
In divorce.
In divorce. Mm-hmm. But in the cancer, I said, even though I choose to be healthy, it continues to evade my body, to invade my body, I said. And I don't know those cells. I don't know it. There are studies there being done, but even the doctors don't know it. So I want you to know, Danny, that when I wrote that book, it's really only hope that brings peace in my heart. Whether it's divorce or cancer, hope is the key. Jesus is the key. Because God, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When I realized that, I said, Lord Jesus, you are in me. So you will help me physically, emotionally, whatever problems I'm going through. You will be there for me. So please, I said, you know, if you still want to use me, please heal me. You know these cancer cells. I don't know them. You know what is best for me. You know them. You know what's good for me. So, dear Jesus, I said, my hope is in you, Lord. Nothing else. Nothing else.
So, what would you share? What would you share with someone who just received word of a cancer diagnosis, or a family member of one who has received notice?
Yeah, my answer to that is, I give my life to you, dear Jesus. You say that. And my life belongs to you. And I leave it to you to make that decision. Because whatever decision you will make is for my best. If you take me now, I'm with you. If you still want me to live, I'm still with you. So to me, that brought me strength. That whether I will go with him or stay on earth and still be with him, I am with him. That was the greatest feeling that I had at that when I was having my bout of cancer. So I said, Lord, just give me the strength to handle all the chemotherapies that I am having because it's so painful. Just give me the strength and the stamina and the faith that my life belongs to you. I think when you give your full life, Danny, in whatever circumstances you are in, you have that peace that passes understanding. It's a very beautiful feeling, you know. It's not a scary feeling. It's a feeling that you are in good hands. In the hand of Jesus, the mighty Jesus, the only one who created us. So I believe in that 100%. I have no doubt about it. So when I bade goodbye, when the doctor said, I had an aggressive ovarian cancer, Danny. The doctor told me, Dr. Ovid, you may die. You have the most aggressive cancer, ovarian cancer. We'll give you the most aggressive medication. So when my children visited me that night, I bade them goodbye and I said, you know, Chris and Shelley, if I will die, please understand that I love Jesus and I will be with him. Don't cry for me that I am unhappy. Your tears will be tears of joy that I'm joining my Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, they both cried when I was telling that, but I told them, if this is now my time, thank you, Ida. I thank Jesus.
And how long ago was that,
that
Ruby?
That was in 2005 when I was diagnosed.
So 12 years ago.
12 years. So I am now in remission after 10 years. So I still am being checked every year. Before I was checked every 3 months. Then after that, after 5 years, every 6 months. And after 10 years, once a year.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. When we come back, in our final segment, I'd like to take a trip with Dr. Ovid. You know, Dr. Ovid has conducted a workshop at St. Pudenziana Basilica in Rome, Italy. When we come back from our break, she'll take us there, give us a glimpse of what it was like, what she shared, and, well, take us to Rome. Dr. Ovid has been so gracious, sharing heart-to-heart with you, with us. And my friend, in the midst of life's devastating moments, those catastrophic times, they all come in different ways. Someone may find it absolutely devastating in one way and something else for someone else, but it's all so very personal. And my friend, consider this, that you are not alone in your suffering. You are not alone in your loneliness. Think, be reminded that the Lord sends Dr. Ruby Ovid to share with you today as a reminder of His hand of grace upon you, His tender yet mighty healing hand upon you, upon your loved ones, upon your family. Oh, you are loved by God today. More with Dr. Ovid when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Her books, My Journey of Healing from Cancer and Reaching Out to the Brokenhearted, are available at Amazon.com. Books by Dr. Rebecca Sanchez Ovid. And you can find out more about her support group at the Bible Institute of Hawaii at BibleHawaii.org, BibleHawaii.org. Dr. Ovid, you conducted a workshop at St. Prudenziana Basilica in Rome, Italy.
Yes.
Well, what was that experience like in Italy?
It's really interesting how I was invited there. I went to Russia traitor. And in Russia, while we were having dinner on the boat, we have name tags, right? And this lady across me said, "Your name is Rebecca Ovid?" I said, "Yes." "Did you write a book about cancer?" I said, "Yes." So she went back to her cabin and she said, "I'm reading your book now."
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine?
In Russia.
In Russia, while we were eating at the, you know, on that boat, that ship. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Yes." I said, "I would like you to come and share about your healing and other experiences." So we talked more and she found out I'm a Christian. She said, "I love your book." He said, "Come and stay at my home and do a workshop."
Oh, I love it.
You know, Danny, I said, "Let me first ask my boss if I'm given permission," I said. Mm-hmm. So I went to see Dick Bento at the time as the president. I said, "Okay, you have my blessing, you go." So I went to Rome in the Basilica. It's called Santa Pudenziana Basilica. And so I spoke there. I did a workshop for 1 week about healing. And then they found out I do support groups. So I did also support group for the divorced, widowed, and separated. And you know, Danny, when I was speaking at the Basilica, after my speech, the lady said, her name is Christina Liamson, said, "Do you know, Ruby, that where you're speaking, down below was where St. Paul was imprisoned when he was in Rome?" Mm-hmm. I said, "What?" He said, "Yes, this is a famous church, but people cannot come here because it has to have the permission of the Vatican to come here, because no buses can come here because of the streets are so narrow." So I went to see and I peek, because I cannot go in. I peek at the place where St. Paul was imprisoned. Mm-hmm. I was so blessed. Danny, when I was there, I did workshop at daytime and nighttime. And I want you to know that my heart was really touched by the love of those people. They opened up their hearts. I got so many embraces and thanks. But the main thing is they believe in Jesus as the healer. Mm-hmm. So I told them, only God can heal you. The healing of memories, the healing of pain, the healing of abuse, physical healing, different kinds of healing. I don't even know about them. They tell me they were abused and things like that, and they're sharing with me. So I prayed with them, you know. And I want you to know, Danny, it was in Rome that I felt God used me there in a very mighty way, because it opened my eyes to so much pain. They were just so open. I cannot believe it. You know, they were just so open. And so I want to thank God for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I shall always remember, you know, the goodness of those people that I met, their kindness, the priests, the nuns, the lay leaders, you know. I was there and I was accepted as a member of the church, you know. Mm-hmm. They knew I was Baptist, but they knew my background was Catholic, but they accepted me, you know, because we are preaching the love of Jesus. And the priest there, "As long as it is Jesus, you're welcome." Mm-hmm. That's what he said, you know. "I love the way that you share the gospel of Jesus Christ."
Now, did you find in the support group the kinds of pains and struggles and brokenness, was there a difference between the groups that you've led in Hawaii?
No.
As you led there in
no.
Rome?
No, there was no difference. I found out people everywhere are the same, Danny. I saw that. The pain of the person here who lost a loved one through death is the same as the person there who lost a loved one through death. Maybe the variety of daily problems like money, their children, everything, but the pain is still the same. The one who has cancer, whatever illness, in Hawaii and over there, is the same. Except here in the United States, they have hospitals and they have modern technologies. Over there, they don't have, you know, because they are poor, they cannot access to the government, you know, the most advanced treatment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still the same pain. I've seen it over and over again. So I said, so now my, when I look up to God, I can see more how God really loves all people. It was there I saw how much God is the God of all people in this earth, in this world.
And the pain, the need is the same.
The same.
We all need Jesus.
Yes.
Dr. Ovid, in closing, we've got a couple minutes left. Would you pray?
Yeah.
Pray for someone today.
Yes.
In a tough time.
Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you, especially at this time, asking for your special blessing for my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and whoever, Father, listening, that you are the great physician, dear Jesus. You know our needs. You know our pain. You know what it means, Father, to be broken. And Father, we know that you are the God of the impossible. You know what pain brings to a person, and you know the healing that each person needs. So, my dear Jesus, please touch someone, touch everyone, touch all the people, Father, who need you at this time. Please give them comfort. Please wipe their tears. Please bring a smile to their faces. And please, Father, lift them up. Tell them that you love them because they love you. Mm. Dear Jesus, I love you and thank you for this opportunity to pray for these people, these hurting people. And Father, we pray that through it all, your name will be magnified in spite of our brokenness because you love us. We are dear to you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, dear Jesus. In your precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. Ovid, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us and with our dear listeners. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heartfelt words from Dr. Rebecca Sanchez Ovid, Dr. Ruby Ovid. You know, dear one, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ, even as Dr. Ovid has, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is a perfect moment, I believe, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I thank you in advance. Matthew 6:33-34, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Ruby Ovid. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.